the secretary's pay. Hello.
Yes, sir.
What do you got tonight?
Oh, I don't believe I have anything. I gave Moyers all the...
All right, now back to Stanton. What's your reading there?
I don't know. I talked to him about coming for 3 or 4 months at least. He said, "Can you give me a little time in the morning?" I said, "Sure." He said, "I'll be in to see you at 9:30."
Just tell him we want somebody that's our man to take in there and not announce it 3 months, but after 3 months he can leave, clean up the joint, reorganize it, cut down the personnel. Get some new ideas in it, and then go on back. And all he can do is just take a leave of absence there for 4 months.
All right. That's just about what I said to him. And then I was surprised that he was interested enough to see. He would come down to see me, but he's coming.
No, he just comes down and explains he can't.
Maybe.
Mason Gordon received the civil service figures for November. Through November 6-3, they show a decline of 3,300. They think you won't announce this tomorrow. Well, I don't know. Looks like to me that we just took over November 23rd. I don't know whether it reflects any of our effort or not. And I don't want to be hypocritical about it. So what I'd like to do is announce the figures as of January sometime, as through December.
As of the end of the month. Of course, I don't think it reflects a whole lot of our activities.
That's right. That's what I wanted to do, though, before I go to Nauta.
All right.
Now, what did he have in? He had 100,000 stocks originally, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what Homer asked for, and when he talked to you, he increased it to 200. And after you talked to me yesterday, I asked him to increase it to 470 or 480. He talked to the engineer, and they said that all they could profitably employ was 300, but then he went back to show that they testified last year on three separate projects that they could use 400, and he made them come up to 400, and he changed it to 400 because the engineers had got them to agree to support 400.
Well, they operate on all of them simultaneously?
Well, they won't because... Because I think that the situation down there locally is such that they're going to have to make a decision which one to support Williamson County first.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought they could get to support them all and operate simultaneously.
I expect they can. I'll ask that question, although Homer's the one that told me that they probably would.
Now, we took Ms. Kennedy and the O'Donnells and all of them off the plane in Philadelphia, and Marie still didn't ever catch up with us, never has gotten here yet. So that's what I was raising hell about. But Salinger's the guy that did it, and did it at midnight, and I don't know who told him to take her off. I just can't understand. I understand I'm supposed to.
Well, I don't know about that. I called the major to find out how it happened.
Yeah.
He said that Salinger at midnight got orders to put on Mrs. Kennedy and the two O'Donnells, and that he had to take somebody off, and he chose her, and he said that he chose the wrong one, although she was supposed to switch planes in Philadelphia, and either didn't get told to do it, or didn't do it, one of the two.
Oh, she didn't get told. Now, on McGuire, does he understand the whole picture?
Yes, sir, it is prepared to...
They're going to be here at 10 in the morning, which should be 11 or 12 his time.
He will be in his office.
So you let him know wherever he is. If he moves out to Paul Young's or any place, let me know right where I can reach him. What's he going to say?
He is going to talk to Saxon tonight, he said, and get the best arguments he can get, several of them, against it. Be prepared to make those arguments, and then finally to say, well, a lot of what you say, well, I guess we ought to put look at it again.
All right. But tell him O'Brien's already told him, and he's got it sewed up for him. And I'm not going to get much credit if that's true.
All right. And he's also getting a letter from Saxon. He said he would get tonight on one down there. Now, Saxon says that Ponca City is, he do what everybody wants him to do.
Well, just tell him we don't want it allowed, period, because we got two there in a town of 20,000, and we just sure don't want to have a bunch of them going broke. Now, what's his reason?
His reason is that the Logan, the regional man, recommended it.
Well, we're regional. We know something about it.
First the state man, then the regional man, and then his staff recommended it. Come up to him, recommended it all the way, but he said that doesn't keep him from changing it.
Just tell him, check back. His town, 20,000, got two nationals already in. We just don't want to overload these things.
Do you know anything about Hedo, Oklahoma?
No.
You asked me about that one today. He has a... He says it's marginal. One can go either way. The Senator Edmondson and Congressman Albert and Robert Kerr Jr. are all opposing it. And Aubrey Kerr, Senator Kerr's brother, is supporting it as one of the sponsors.
Well, I'd call Carl Albert and ask him how interested he is in it and how much it means to him. If he really wants to go all the way, well, we'll go all the way. We can't get any Texan to buy this house. They can't sell it. I understood they had a bunch of people, Democratic National fellow that's gone out of the country, the Jews and the Algerians, half a dozen buyers.
The Algerians, Algerians are the only ones that have come up with a firm offer in the right area. And Sheldon Cohen says that once that's done, and they report it to the other real estate men, that the other real estate men get disinterested. They think the deal's already on, and the real estate men brought the Algerians and have now told all the other real estate men that they've got a deal, which they don't, but that they give, that's their way of getting interest. And so it's not Abe's idea that anybody buy it to keep it. His idea that somebody buy it in order to resell it to Algerians or anybody else they want.
Well, I don't have anybody like that. Ask him if he does. Ask him if his man Dallas, Troy Post, some of them want to. I don't know anybody that do that.
Right.
There's nobody else interested?
Nobody else interested at the right price yet.
That's not very encouraging, is it?
Juan at the State Department called me, and Bob Comer at the White House called me, saying that the Algerian ambassador had talked to them, Moroccan ambassador, and couldn't understand why they couldn't get an answer. I told them both we had just trustee these things to the Judge Morrison. We weren't handling them. I just didn't know. I thought that was the proper answer.
Now, what does Mike Feldman say, that why am I get a call from the Prime Minister? I'm not going to take it. Tell him he better take the call. Not pressure me about it. Because I don't want any foreign country tell me what to veto and tell Mike that. And I won't know if Mike has cleared it with the Magnus and the other authors of it. Magnuson and the other man who offered it, to be sure they won't override my veto, and McCormick and Albert and the rest of them, because
all of the leadership, all of whom unanimously say it should be vetoed. Not I don't know about Magnuson.
Well, but what do they say about the holding the veto? That's what I told him to find out, see if they would stand up and protect me and support me. Magnuson's the author of it, and talk to some of the authors, tell them how bad it is.
All right, Magnuson is strong for it. He talked to me several days ago and called Tom Springs about that, closing down those plutonium units out there, which is there passing.
Sheldon's coming down tomorrow, and I guess we got all that set for his release, haven't we? Well, I can't ascend either to some small country.
He was opposed to it. He says she's not an administrator, and that she's a fine delegate, alternate delegate to the UN. And he says it's very touchy sending Negroes as ambassadors. And, first place, they don't, Negro countries feel that they're entitled to have a white person. They're entitled to send a Negro. And white countries are too. Done very carefully, and he is not, in his opinion, the one to send. He says she's fine girl, and she's bubbling over, and she's bright, but she couldn't administer an office. And that she should be on a, with a group of other people, on a delegation to some conference or back to the UAN.
Well, find out some places like that. I just don't know where to find them. Now, I don't want to see Halliby for any reason in the world. And tell him I can wait on his trip to Russia till I get back. And the Black Osborne report, tell him I've already got it. Nothing he can shed on that. And the facilities which FAA does not need and Halliby won't shut down, just tell him turn them over to you.
All right.
But I just have a limited time here.
All right.
I'm not going to have my picture made of the dead deer, tell him. He's always getting us bad news. Although I've had them plenty of times with them. People hunt deer. Ponk City, you take care of that. Talk to Daryl Snyder and see what little somebody wants.
All right, I talked to him tonight. He's saying a good thing.
Oh,
he bust at him a little bit about the radio.
What did he say?
He didn't know about it. He said didn't know you.
Well, tell him they call in wanting to come down here and have their picture made. I don't think it'd be good for me to have my picture made. Miss Johnson can be saluting Mr. Kellum if they want it done.
Well, I think they'd be delighted with that. He didn't mention it tonight, but he did 2 or 3 days ago when they were getting to talk about activities down there, and I told him you couldn't. And he said, well, what about Miss Johnson? I said, well, perhaps she could. We'll have to see. So I believe he'd be perfectly happy with that.
Tell Everett I want to put out some bids between railroads and trucks on transportation.
I did tell you.
He's making a study on the use of drugs.
That's
I don't know who it was told me, but they said we'd opened up 2 or 3 rooms adjoining my old office, and we've been given 6 on the next floor.
Well, I looked over the plans of that building today. I tried to try and fit that kind of thing. They're just not there unless we move McDermott. And I rather think he ought to be anyway, because and Chambers are in that building, and all of his employees are in a building across the street.
Well, I just moved them right off the bat. Then I would try to see what other people could be moved. I don't know how many Jerry Wiesner's got, but whatever his people can't move till he leaves. But when a new man comes in, let him go to some new place.
All right.
And see what we got there so we can eliminate them. We got to have them for our own people.
Dan Lou Evanow,
you getting that, and Eddie Weisel. Now see what you can do to speed up your Austin building. See if you couldn't put some extra money in this budget for it, where they could go on and get the thing round the clock so we could use it. I don't know. Maybe they are, but let's see if we can finish it sooner. Because
right.
We need that space. They've got a space that I think Edgar Hoover has, the Perry Brooks building. Any other problems? I got Vicki out here.
Got who?
I got Vicki and Mary Margaret, so you better find some way to put them on payroll. Do we have to take a new oath every time?
Not Mary Margaret, but
well, can't you fix her as consultant? See if you can't do it, because we always do it after it's too late. They're banging typewriters here now. See what you can do about it. If you can't do it early in the morning, some way with the other signatures or Mildred, somebody. Let Marie go and your Orlando go to spend a day with their parents. The answer on those watches is okay. You can give them those black watches.
All right.
Not the wives, just the men.
All right. Well, I wouldn't.
Well, you said men are wives, and I couldn't make it out quite.
Right. Well, I thought maybe if you thought the wives might be a little nicer, you know, they're a little more expensive if you wanted to come here to what you had said to do. But either way, fine. Brad Shepard is checking a little on Bernie for me.
What about him?
I think he said not to let him go live right away.
Oh, no, I just kidding that. I just doing that. No, 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 no. Tell him that's, I was just...
I didn't tell him that. I just said find out for what the plans were for him.
That's all right, but I just hurrahing. He was there. Linda was. Yeah.
Thought you
meant it, no, 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 no.
But I didn't,
no.
Didn't say anything like that. I just meant to ask him what his plan was.
Tell Lee White I want to talk to him and tell him to call me tonight here and tell him what I want to know. I want to ask Martin Luther King and Roy Wilkins and Whitney Young and Farmer and the Negro leaders to come down here and the Jet Star with him someday and talk about the poverty program and the unemployment program and civil rights program. I want to consult with him and see what he thinks about my bringing him right in Texas. I think it'd be rather dramatic, and I think rather good.
All right.
How's your papers up there? Pretty good?
Very good.
See who you're going to get a clipping service from, how we get it, what special project we charge it to, whether USIA can give it to us or not.
All right.
Anything from Buzz?
He's gone down there.
Here?
Yes, sir. Left him today.
What's he doing?
He's spending the night in Fort Worth with his family, and I think he'll be on down there tomorrow. That he was supposed to.
Come on our plane?
No, he wasn't commercial.
Well, he ought to come on his.
I tried to, but he said he would feel like taking his wife and children on him.
Oh, are they going to?
They did go. They all went commercial, and they went to Fort Worth.
All right.
He would leave them in Fort Worth. Coming down. Major crosses down there, I guess.
Yeah.
And his wife came down.
Yeah. When I get back, I want to ask them to make those Jet Stars into 10 seats, all of them, when they come up for repair instead of 7. And I don't see why they can't use this little T-39 as courier to haul just mail. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think of anything else I need to know? Any bad talk?
Dr. King, he was a colonel in the Army, and they're checking out to go to St. Louis to find out what his present status is. They'll have it tomorrow, but it doesn't make any difference. They can do like they did Kennedy's doctor. They can just employ him as a consultant, or if he's retired, they can call him back. He did.
Well, what I want to do, can they call him as a general, or are you getting enough money to pay him?
They can't do that, but they can call him as a civilian consultant and pay him whatever they
want. Well, I don't want to do that, because that comes out of my White House budget. And I want him...
No, the Navy paid for this doctor that worked on Kennedy's back, and they hired him as a Navy consultant, and he came down at a very high rate.
Hmm. What does a colonel get with all of his allowances? $1,000 a month?
Just about. $980.
And they can't promote him. They got a. All these guys around the president usually get promoted to generals and admirals.
They can't unless they send it for confirmation. They might do it. They have never let it get through if it wasn't somebody who had been active. See, that's what.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, I might ask Jim if he'd like to work for that. Okay, anything else?
Eamon Carter called today. He's trying to figure out whether he can come down there Sunday or not. He's got an invitation. He's going to try to if he can. But he's not sure.
Well, I talked to him last night. You don't know if there's anybody else coming. If Perry Bass, and he hasn't invited. I told him, no, I don't give a damn whether he comes or not.
The Italian ambassador, I'm just going to turn it over to the State Department. I called this afternoon to say that Friday down when he is present here for you to give him a dinner and him to give you a lunch. But he says that he sure hopes that you'll allow him to give you a dinner instead, because they've now got, he's only going to be here 2 days, and they've got him speaking at a joint session of the Congress at 12:30 on the day he's supposed to give you the lunch. And then we would be able to sit down for two and then you open at 3:30 and something like that. And he thinks he's doing a lot better.
Yeah, and then you ought to talk to him and tell him you tell Andrew Biddle Duke you think this is idiotic and he knows I don't like dinners and see what he can do about it.
Talk to Tom Mann a couple times a day. He's coming down tomorrow.
Has he got any ideas?
Yes, I think he's got several. I think he's going to designate, he wants to designate himself and must go to his place coordinator and he's got several places.
What's he going to do with Muscosa?
He's going to make him a delegate to two or three new things that come up. He thinks Muscosa will be pleased with it. I've forgotten IOAC.
Some in Brazil, I guess. Yeah. Not a bit. I don't want him close around. Just tell him he's no good. Just tell him that I know he's no good. I don't want him in a mile of me. Indicate I would or wouldn't. I want to be awfully careful. Be sure it's not a commercial thing.
Well, it is. It's like a brother.
Well, I just tell him it.
It's actually partly government funds. It's a subsidy program, but government, industry, labor, and government together.
Well, check it and see if there's anything wrong with it.
All right.
What's the situation in Maritime, man? Talk to Hodges about him.
Hodges, I tried to. It happened. Hodges away till the 5th, North Carolina.
Well, I'd reach him. I don't give a damn where he is. It don't make any difference. Location's got nothing to do with it. I'm away too, but I'd just say to him that we got. I know that, but I'd say that we got a man here, and here's his qualification, here's his lawyer, and we get an FBI on it. We'd like to have him considered this place. So you can see how strong he is.
All right.
And you get Dungan and whoever else it is to get all the possible vacancies we're going to have to every country. And I guess you'll... I guess you'll see Tom Mann before he leaves. Just tell him, please, not to make any commitments to Secretary or to anybody else about any of these Latin American ambassadors. I'm very interested in them, and I want to get top people, and I just don't want a bunch of deadwood in the State Department unloaded on us.
City application is pending in our office. There are two banks there now. Population 27,500. This is a good local group that is the applicant. It's there's also an application at Kaw, K-A-W, which is a suburb of Ponca City. So we have two on file competing with each other. The Ponca City one is much preferable. It's been passed favorably all the way up the line. It's been held up temporarily because one of the organizers was had an embezzlement charge against him a few years back, so we requested a report from the FBI on him. There are no protests from anyone except for the National and State Bank that already exists there.
Well, I just tell him I'd use that embezzlement and turn it down, because we think he got enough there, $27,000. We don't want to overbank him. Just tell Dick to see it, he's closed. Some of the closest people that have been most helpful are very opposed to it. And let me know tomorrow, next day, what you hear.
The FBI people have been in your office. Good part of the day, checking on the phone.
Find anything?
No.
I sure think that you ought to find out who is in charge of the White House switchboard and see if they get Mr. Keppel to get the best woman in the United States, Martha Beavis, somebody, come there and see if they have an ample one. So when you pick it up, you can get an answer right quick. And see if they... Yes, good deal. All day long. And I get a good deal of difficulty getting the numbers I want. I think they'll train the Crown crowd, too. I think I'd just get Capital to get the best operator in the United States. Just come in there on a special project. Just tell them we want it done while the FBI is doing this. Get the FBI to suggest it.
They have done a full deal on every one of them. That's quick.
On
all the operators.
Good.
Very
good. All right. Anything on Bobby?
No, except I took your
What did he say?
Oh, just please, except we're very tight. That's just never gonna do anything to bury you. I didn't know you'd done it. Apparently, it went to the mail room, so they extract others.
Okay.
All right, sir.
I hope you have a good Christmas.
Well, the same to you. And I see the paper you're working on hard. I hope you find a little time to rest.
Paper's all right?
Yes, sir. Real good. All of them.
Okay.
Yes, sir.